that's the plan. We do strongly encourage and demand and expect everyone to take the Bechina on time, even if you're going to fail, take it on time. Better than not taking it, you know. Trust me. We're working on that. We're working on the system. We'll be graded in a timely fashion, right? Right.
Ari's going to.
Yes. We're just going to throw them all in Ari. But we're working on it. It may be a different format. I'm thinking about it to make it more grader friendly. Okay, that's the plan. If anyone has ideas of how to do that, you're welcome to share them with Matthew. He had a few ideas, but if there are more ideas, I'm happy to hear them. Did anyone ever look into that issue I put out on the WhatsApp chat that someone had texted me about finding blood on the towel in the mikveh at the end of the night? Because this is in Simon Kovtzadi, but I don't know, he didn't really, yeah?
I didn't see the WhatsApp, but I didn't share the quotes from the 40 women used the mikveh at night.
That whoever found the towel?
Like whoever, whichever woman, they like get all the towels mixed up, and then a woman has a kasam on it. So whoever finds the towel is the woman asked.
What if the finder of the towel is a 70-year-old mikveh lady?
The woman that went to mikveh. I mean, he thought the case was like 41 went to mikveh.
Right.
One woman mixed up her towel with another woman's towel. The question of whether she presumed that it was her towel or the other woman's towel.
Oh, meaning, but I'm not following the case exactly. A woman mixed up her towel with another woman's towel, but she doesn't know who the other woman is.
And she doesn't know if it's her skin or the other one's.
Meaning she sees two towels in the room where she was drying off, and she notices as she's leaving the room, one of the two towels on the floor. She only used one of the towels, and she notices one of the two towels on the floor has blood on it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know it's from one of the previous women that used. Right, let's say like that.
She knows it's not her towel, but she used it. So
finders keepers.
Okay,
what's the svara?
Meich tesi.
Yeah, but like, I mean, okay. Let's discuss for a second. You know, what does Shulchan Aruch say? You know, we have similar cases in Shulchan Aruch, don't we? Where is it? Sif, what? Like in the Mems, no? Shalosh nashim shalav shu chaluk echad or shiyashu al saf salechad zuha chazu v'achar kach nimtzalav kesem kulan tomatoes. Right? You have three women used the same item and they find dam on the item. So you assume that any woman that it could have been, they're all tamei. No? So why is this any different?
Because here they all use the same one.
Yeah, this is many towels.
But what misvara, why is it different? I understand that they're different cases, but misvara, why is it different? Meaning it's they each have a suffix, it's about a kesem, you know that it's from somebody. So who was I talking to before? Was Sally, what do you say? So So Sally's mom is a mikveh lady in New Rochelle, right? And she said, as soon as he mentioned that case, you know, what can you talk to your mom about? What are you learning? So, hey, what did you find down with the towel at the end of the night? It's right up your alley. So his mom said, oh, probably a woman cut herself shaving her legs. Meaning, you have 40 women using the mikveh that night. All of them have razor blades going up against their skin. We don't know of any woman that got a cut. But they don't report every time they get a cut. Right? So is that enough of a taliyah? I wasn't sure. I mean, normally a taliyah is you have to know that you have to have some taliyah yidua. But over here, it's like this double extended suffix that you're one of 40 women that use the mikveh that night. So why you're going to be metame all of them? Meaning, and there is this overall tliyah that very often, I guess, if women are shaking their legs at the mikveh, that's part of their mikveh kit is that they have a razor to use. So if that's the maybe that's enough of a tliyah. I don't know. Because Beis HaShechita, the whole thing is dam. There's dam all over the place. So here you don't know that there's dam on any given night. I'm not even sure also metzius-wise whether most women shave their legs on the night they go to the mikveh. I thought college teachers typically tell them to do it a night or two before that so that they don't have any detached hairs attached to their skin when they go to the mikveh. Meaning they want, because if they just shave their legs, there could be some small hairs that are no longer attached to their skin that are now going to be adhering to their bodies when they go to the mikveh. That could be a chatzitza. But a chatzitza. Or also if a woman has a cut, right? So that's not so sanitary that she has a cut that she's going to go to the mikveh. Right, so I don't know. I wasn't sure what to do with that. Shaila. You're not going to throw Ilana out of the scene. Okay, so I wasn't sure what to do with that Shaila. So someone sent me this Yevakesh Torah. Anyone ever see Chubis Yevakesh Torah? Anyone know who it is? I looked on Hebrew books and said Rabbi Yitzchak Kaufman. Don't know who it is. Nor did I understand the tshuva. But he has two shaylas. One of them is la'achar kinos shel esrim nashim nimtza kesem dam bebeis hama'areches. Meaning there were 20 women that slept in a hotel or something that night. The housekeeping was cleaning the sheets, and they found on one of the sheets they found dam, and they don't know which woman it's from. Do you need to reach out to kol ha'mishtatvos levarer bimachas me'anida b'kdei luthos? Meaning, when you have a whole bunch of women that the dam could have come from, and one of them is anyway a nida, so that says in Shulchan Aruch you're allowed to be samechan, right? Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Mem Tes, Bamed Varmamurim that they're all going to be tameh. That's bisman shekulon shavos. That's when they're all equal. Avlam Haisa Achzman Rielirus Yosem Michavirta. If one of them is more likely to see dam than the other, gun she's a keno, muberis, a minika, oshalaras adam yemeha. Avlam Bishanasua Osashen Rielirus Tola Beruya. The one who's unlikely to see dam could be told that she didn't see dam and one of the other women saw dam. Shulchanach also says somewhere along the way that a tahora could be tola in a temeya. Right, that you could assume that it came from the tamei person. So in that case, if one of them is anida, so then you could just assume. But his shaila is, can you assume that with 20 women, mastama, one of them was probably anida, and therefore you have what to be told on if you're not anida. His other shaila is mishpach. B'mishpacha sheish ila di rasa lezug ula achar shechazru matu kesem dam alecha rasadinim hui mechuyovim lahodia lezug. That you lent your apartment to somebody, you went away for Yantif, someone was having a family over for Yantif, so you let them have your apartment for the course of Yantif. You come back, you're changing the sheets, and you find dam on the sheets. You have to call them and tell them, by the way, there was dam on the sheets. Okay, I'm not sure why that's so related to the first question, but he points out that it could be that whatever we're going to find in terms of the chiyuv levarer, whether you need to try to be mevarer, I mean, that's what he really tries to figure out. In the case of the mikveh, where the towel is found at the end of the night, there's no being mevarer. There's no calling up all the women and saying, were you a nida? They were all nidas when they walked in, and none of them were presumed nidas when they walked out, right? Meaning, so that's what makes the case of the mikveh unique, is that there is no possibility of being mevarer. There's nothing to be mevarer. But in a case where you have 20 married women that were all sleeping in the same hotel or on in the same I can't imagine what would be the case with 20 married women where some might be needed and some might not be. I don't know what the case would be. A challah baking towels, where they're very schmitzy challah bake, and afterwards they go to the locker room and they showers and they dry off. I guess, but something like that. So normally you'd have to be mevarer. So what he writes over here that I found interesting, although I didn't follow the whole tshuva, is that the Chachma Sadam writes that if it's kal levarer, they have to be mevarer. He quotes from Torah Sashlamim, but he says that Bizman Hazeh, by definition, it's not Kal Levarer, because Bizman Hazeh, women are much more private about these things. They don't share with other people when they're in Nida. Bizmana, Gemara, women used to wear big day needles. When they were in Nida, the whole neighborhood knew that they were a Nida, because they would wear special begadim to indicate to people that they were in Nida, so that they could know not to be breathed on by them if they're Ramban people, or not to at least to be shomer the taharos in the days of the Beis Hamikdash when they had taharos, so they could be careful about these things. But Bizmana said there's no kalavar without violating someone's kavra bria. So then he quotes from Nissim Krelitz in the Chut Shani, who writes, V'neim nimtza kesem mokum she'esham rikuz shel nashim. Ah, he says like a swimming pool, meaning you have a swimming pool and they're cleaning the towels at the end of the day at a women's swimming pool. Oshir l'nashim nesuos. I don't know what they're doing there, but there's a shir for married women. And they find on one of the couches, let's say, it's in someone's apartment, all the married women get together, and they find a blood stain on one of the couches in the apartment, right, at the end of the night, or on the toilet seat, on a cloth or something in the bathroom. V'nimtza shem kesem. V'ari kula mechala safek. Everyone's including the safek. Dinam shem yesham achas shi nida shadayim lo tavla. So obviously, like the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's one of them who is a nida, or one of them who's less likely to who's likely to see dam, but it doesn't matter to her because she's not married yet anyway, so you could be told that. And also any woman who's pregnant or nursing could be tola in all the other women because they are less likely to see dam, and that's what it said beferish in Sif Mem Tes. Then he writes, "V'nirish shabitzibur gadol shalashim yeshlaniach demistama yeshachs men lekalabach shenida." That it's unlikely in a group of 40 women that one of them is not a nida, unless, again, like we said, it doesn't help answer our question, because in our case, they all started the night as nidas and they all ended the night as not nidas or presumed not nidas. The Rav Nissim Krelitz then points out that if achas man has a beged samach legufa, should samach hetiv legufa. He says that if one of them is wearing underwear, then she's not included in the suffix. If they're all wearing underwear, then we have to be machmir all of them again, because then they're all the same suffix. It had to come from somewhere. Yeah.
Like that case, and let's say all the cases in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch are all where the person who finds it is within the suffix. But let's say the mikvah lady finds it, or like the hotel, or the person who changes, she's in the hotel finds it, that person would have an achrayas to then chase down all, because she's not the chal, the subject there, she has an achrayas to then like do a whole investigative report and figure out.
I hear. I mean, you're saying if you're the chal, the subject, you need to be inquired whether you're a tummy or not. If you know that you're not tummy, because you're the 70-year-old mikvah lady and you've been dressed the whole night, right? So you have no, there's no shayla, you didn't use a towel at all the whole night. So are you, do you have a chiv to be mevarer for other people in order to figure it out? It's a good question. I don't know. He has this whole tshuva here. I don't really understand it. I thought it's interesting. Shaila, I couldn't find anything. So Matan says Shevet Alevi, so we'll have to take a look at that Shevet Alevi and see in more detail. Yeah.
Do
you
know what he did? Like practically.
It what?
In this case, in the Shaila area, what did they do?
Oh, I don't think it was Shaila Lemais. It certainly wasn't Shaila Lemais asking me for a psak. It was someone saying we were just. It was a group of people that liked to talk and learning, so they were saying we were hot. There's a group of people in Lawrence, in the Israel Line of Cedars, that learn a tshuva a week together and hack about it on WhatsApp all week. So I don't know what tshuva they picked, but that's what they were hacking about the whole week. But I don't think any of them were able to find any. I think one of them just heard of this shaila. I don't think any of them were able to find anything that really rock solid that deals with it.
Rabbi said, I didn't see why the case is not comparable to two of the views. Isn't that case where all three women in Vada were on that bench or on that bed? Here, every woman has a suffix if they even touch that towel.
So it's an extra layer of suffix.
Oh, I mean, the Gemara itself says that you can't have a tliya that you only may have encountered. So can't you use the same svara?
That's the chumra. You're saying the kula now.
Right. Why is it that's the svara?
It's not, because it had to come from somebody, and we don't know who touched this towel. We don't know whose towel it was. Somebody did, though, obviously, right? Someone touched this towel. I mean, that's where when you have a case where a bunch of women touch the same towel, so then you know that everybody touched it, the makom safek is who did it come from. When no one touched the same towel, so then the makom safek is whose towel was it, meaning But it's just a matter of where the suffix lies. But it logically should all be the same. All right, a few more points I wanted to make in Tlios before we, just to wrap up Simchot Sadi. The Shulchan Aruch and Sefer Aleph points out, as we saw already, that it has to be that it's possible for the Daven to fall in directly from what you're being told in. Let's say it's a wound, so it can't go mimakum lemakum. It has to be directly from that place. So the Badei HaShulchan says that, that a common example of this might be a nosebleed. He writes, V'isha sheyotze dam mechot v'lefamim, a woman who experiences frequent nosebleeds, even if she needs to get a little, it doesn't happen out of nowhere. It's whenever she has, I don't know, she goes on a plane or she blows her nose extra hard or something hits her in the nose. You hold a little spoon. Then you can assume that that's where it came from. You can be told that if she finds dam on her dress, then it came from the nose, because it could drip from the nose onto the dress. If she's in a sitting position, it could certainly drip from the nose onto the dress. You ever see someone who gets nosebleeds, somehow tiny little bit of blood gets everywhere. So it's likely that or it's at least possible that happens. In Orach HaShulchan, he writes that anything can be a thing. I mean, he gives seven examples of tlios. He writes, Upashra dover, shekolma should be yecholos lahalos al hadas litlos the tolin. Anything that is at all reasonable, that could be ola al hadas yotola. And he gives examples. Kigon, shegarfa tzos tarnagolin, she was scraping tzos tarnagolin. Osha shoefes tabak binechira, she was using snuff, sniffing tobacco, and after using that, I guess red stuff comes out of your nose. I don't know, anyone. You're not going to admit it anyway. Third is Isha Shieshlo. I can't see the word. I wrote over it. He says some sort of that probably means hemorrhoids. V'cheinim loveshes begad madum melyonim. She might be wearing red clothing, and the dye of the clothing bleeds. Some, you ever wear like a suit and then it starts raining outside and you take off your blue suit and like your white shirt is all blue, right? Sometimes it never happens to you. Maybe I just buy cheap suits, but when sometimes the coloring from the clothing could bleed onto what's underneath it. V'chein, he says, fifth example, Mischas v'michsaduma, she had a red blanket. Sixth, v'chein yesh me'av shadark l'nitof me'al l'prakim b'tso alecha mipi atabas halachaluk oshen m'konachas yavah b'seis l'chutz. Sometimes a woman doesn't wipe herself well enough, and there could be some tzawa with some blood from the anus that gets in the underwear or something like that. And seventh, v'kolshkein kishem agadalas yeled katan v'hu meluchlach b'tzoa v'chein kol keyotzi b'zeh. Young kids, they're the best tliya because they are a mess and they get everywhere. So if you have a young kid at home, says Yaruch HaShulchan, that kal v'chomer, all the tliyas you want to think of, they're all good. There's no better tliya than a child. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch alludes to the idea that other people that you're around constantly, especially people that cling to you, are a tliya. If you look in Sifriyot Tes, kishem shetola ba, kach tola bibna, ubebayla in this asku b'ksamim, her son, her husband, if they're osik in ksamim, oim yesh bem maka l'fisha darkam ligaba, or if they have a maka because they're always touching her. Avlumayu asukim bedam v'lo nimtza behem dam enatolabem. However, you can't have a tliya once removed on another person. Meaning, you can't say, "Oh, my husband was busy all day with Soas Tarnagolim," or he's a painter and he was painting something. But you look at him and he's got nothing red on him. So then you can't assume that red that she finds on her is going to come from him. But if the husband or the child has some blood on them or has something red on them, then you can assume what she has on her comes from them because they're always touching her. Question is, and what if it's on her basar and not on her clothing? So Pischi Chuvan, Sivkat Lamed Beis, Ayin Besidritar, Shkos B'Shem Aprisha, Tafilu Nimtzal Besar Levad, Tola Bibno Bibayla. Even if she only finds it on her skin, you can be Tola Bibno Bibayla. Avu Besefa, Kishalo Nimtzabem Dam, El Sheyasukim, Dover Shedarko, Linates, Vade Dein Tolan, El Shnimtza, Gam Al Chaluka. But when it's not about dam being on the husband, it's just that the husband was dealing with paint or with something else, then you're not going to be told on that which is on her basar. Because that's no better than over b'shuk shel tabachin. So what's the chiluk that he's making exactly? If the husband is bleeding, so then we assume that could even get onto her basar. But if the husband is painting, then we don't assume that will get onto her basar, because that's just like over b'shuk shel tabachin. What's the svar to be mechalik over there? I mean, what's the svar by over b'shuk shel tabachin that on her basar is no good? Because we assume she would never expose her skin, right? She would never pick up all of her layers of clothing to expose her skin. So either you make that assumption when she's around her husband or not. It's coming from elsewhere. It's coming from outside of her body. So if you're going to make the assumption that she would never expose her skin, then you should never be able to be taller than her husband. And if you're going to make the assumption, well, around her husband or a child, she'll expose her skin, so then make that assumption regardless of what the husband had. Yeah, Matthew. Right.
Of us. Being so that there would be a chiluk between blood and something else. By blood, we can assume it came from her because it's karo. But if there's something else that's on the husband, we can't assume that necessarily. You can't be told on it necessarily. Like shok shok the bath, we can only be told that blood runs from somewhere else, but not necessarily.
Yeah, but either way, you're not assuming. One second. Again, so by shok shok the bath, we're assuming that. There's blood on the outside, there's blood on her body, you assume that it came from her body because it's covered.
Yeah.
But if there's paint on the outside and something red on her body, that would be different?
So.
Yeah? Rashba says that?
I think so, yeah. I saw the shame later.
Really? Interesting. Well, I'm not sure I follow why, though. Meaning, you can't tell what this is that's on her body. So why should it matter whether it's blood or paint on the outside? Meaning whether the husband is throwing, you know, he's got a paint gun or he's got, you know, shuk shel tabach, he's got blood. I mean, and why is animal blood? I mean, right? Meaning, from a halach perspective, animal blood is no different than paint. No? I don't know. Okay, gotta look. Another shevet alev we have to look at. Someone else said something? No? Same? Okay? No? All right, so anyway, so this is what the Pesach Tshuva is mechalik, and he points out the Chacham Sadim quotes the same thing. Fine, right. They have like a whole bunch of sifim here that discuss attributing to another woman and all those details. Now, if she the Shulchan Aruch Sif Mem Dalet, I know we're skipping around a lot over here. Shulchan Aruch Sif Mem Dalet talks about the following. I was listening to a Bednar on the way in today. He reads every sif in Shulchan Aruch about it. Like, go through very quickly, but he reads. It's probably not a bad idea. But okay. But if you say shir for 2 hours, you could. So sif mem dalet writes lav shachalut bimei nidasa v'lo bat kaso v'lav shaso bimei tarasa v'nimtza bo kesem tola shemimei nidosa. Ooh, what happened? She wore a robe when she was in Ida. She hasn't examined that robe since then. And now she's wearing that robe again when she's Tahora, and now she finds a kesem on it. She could assume that kesem has been there since Yimei Nida.
Sorry, I'm just going back a little bit. The Torah mentions the kids where the husband is in Tasku with Summon. It says that she's mad because he's not going to go. So isn't that teach that she's moved?
Yeah, but I think the assumption is that husbands and children are always touching her. So that's considered, meaning that's the chiddush of that si'if, is that since husbands and children are always touching her, they're always clinging to her, so that's ki'ilu, it's not to such a move. Again, if you know that there was blood on him.
No. Right.
Right. Meaning if you didn't know that there was blood on him, then it's to such a move. That even though he was olsik miksamim, but you don't know that it ever hit his body, let alone to then get to her body. Meaning, just like a place where it could drip from her nose directly onto her dress, it could drip from her husband directly onto her dress, because the husband is always touching it.
It just seems like it was like suffic whether in Nisasu with someone actually, because when the woman is Nisasu with someone, it's a suffic whether or not she
No, only if you know that he's dirty from it. Right? Wasn't that the case? Isn't that what Shulchan Aruch said? Only if you know that he himself was dirty from it. So then you could assume that.
I mean, they would have to be around each other while he's like.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be reasonable, right? If they haven't seen each other in a week, you know. So. And with children, for sure, right? I mean, children. The assumption that husbands are as clingy as children is, you know, like an interesting, you know, assumption. But okay, so so the Shulchan Aruch writes that if she rewears a beged that she wore as a nida and she hasn't washed it since then, so you told her that it comes from the Yemei Nida. So, but the Shulchan points out. That what if she wore a beged during the Shiva Nikian and now she's wearing it again? So would you say the same thing? No, on the one hand, while she was in Shiva Nikian, she was a Nida. So you could be Tola when she was Tamea. But if you're Tola when she was Tamea, then guess what? She's not Tahora. Meaning it's going to be self-defeating. Is it the status of Tumah that you're Tola in? Or is it, you know, that you're told it in something that yields a better result? So the Badei Shulchan discusses in the Biurim, in Dibra Maschal Lavsha, V'nikrashim Lavsha Choluk Zeh Mikvar B'yimei Sviras Shivanikiyim V'lavshoso Gamata B'yimei Tarasa Tola HaKesem B'yimei Svirasa Shemikodem Shari Ikr Dinzan Dilma Midin Tliya B'chavir Ta'ashanu La'el K'mo Shkosha Grob Siv Membeis Kaimelon Shetola HaTahora Gam B'sofer Zayinikiyim. That this halacha is based on the idea that one woman could be taller than another woman, and a woman who's counting Shiva Nikim is more tameh than a woman who's not counting Shiva Nikim, who's totally tahora. So you could be taller than a woman who's counting Shiva Nikim. V'lchein taller gam b'siras atzma. So why should it make a difference whether she's taller in a different woman who's counting Shiva Nikim versus being taller in herself from when she was counting Shiva Nikim? V'hani mili b'siras Shiva Nikim shemilifnei kama chadashim. What do you do over there? It has to be something that's going to make a nafkamina for right now. Meaning, if it was this cycle Shiva Nikiyim, me manav shachshis tamei. So there's no such thing as being told that. You're going to be told that this kesem came during your Shiva Nikiyim. Guess what? Then you didn't really go to the mikveh this month. Meaning you had no right to go to the mikveh and you're still tamei. You didn't have Shiva Nikiyim. So that there's no taliya in. Because me manav shach, whatever you want to be told in, you're going to be tamei. Meaning it's like saying, I'm not sure whether I saw, whether Dom came out of my uterus at 10 o'clock this morning or 10:30 this morning. It doesn't matter, you're Tmeya either way. So if it's about the Shiva Nikim, she's going to be Tmeya either way. But if it was from Shiva Nikim from months ago, okay, so I violated Nisar Karis a few months ago, but there's nothing I can do about that now. Not really, because L'chora, she would have to start Shiva Nikim again anyway. Oh, so that's not Shiva Nikiyim. That will be anyway also. Meaning because the 5 days is based on Poletet Shechva Zera. So if she's been with her husband, she's Poletet Shechva Zera. She's been assuming she's Tahora. Yeah, so that also wouldn't make a difference. So he says, that's what they come up with Avon Rasha Cholik Mesiras and Shiva Nikiyim Sha'avu Ze'ata Ukigon Shetavlu Matzah Kasem B'Cholik Shelav Shaso. Right, he gives the example. She comes out of the mikveh and she finds a stain, meaning on Leil Tvila, she finds a stain on clothing, you know, on the white underwear that she wore to the mikveh or something like that, and she continued to wear it. She forgot to bring a change of underwear after the mikveh, so she just put back on the white underwear afterwards and didn't look at it, right? And she finds, I guess that could be how this happens, right? So that she finds Ze'ata. So he says, he says like this. It does make a difference, like he's saying. Meaning, what happens? A woman goes to the mikveh. Let's say her mikveh night is tonight, right? Wednesday night. So she's wearing white underwear all day today and this whole past week, let's say, right? She does two bedikas a day, because that's what Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to do. So she does a bedika sometime before Shkia tonight, right? So Shkia is at, 6:55 or something. She does a bedika at 6:30. Clean. She goes to the mikveh tonight. She puts back on her white underwear after the mikveh. She comes home. She takes off her white underwear, and she sees that there's a kesem on it. She's tameh. right? Meaning to be tola in that it happened during the Shemitah Kippur, that it happened after the Shemitah Kippur is irrelevant. She's tame, but the chaps and afkamina, she hasn't been with her husband yet. So chaps and afkamina can today be day one of the Shemitah Kippur. Can tonight, meaning tonight, be day one of the Shemitah Kippur. If the dam only came after she went to the mikvah tonight, then tonight can't be day one of the Shemitah Kippur. She needs a new Hamzik Tara tomorrow. But if the dam was from Wednesday and not Wednesday night, right? It was from Wednesday. And she did a bedika, she did a Hefsek Tara. What would be the equivalent of Hefsek Tara? She did a bedika before Shkia. So that would allow her to start Shemitah Kippur. So if you assume that the dam came at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then she did a bedika at 6:30 p.m., and then she went to the mikvah, right? Tonight could already be the beginning of Shemitah Kippur. So can you be told to assume that you can count the Shemitah Kippur from that? Wow. But zeh yesh lachkor im tola came. So he says that yesh lachkor. Kibbutz afilu titla came, lo te torah achsha. Meaning, is a tliya something that has to tell us that she's tahora now? Is the whole concept of tliya that in order to make a woman tahora, we're willing to be tola? Or is the concept of tliya in order to better a woman's situation, we're willing to be tola? And here's the nafkamina. Here's a case where she's not going to be tola. She's tamea anyway. But it would be better for her if we could be tola that this came from earlier. Right? Is everyone chapping? Is it not saying this one? I say it would be in her best interest to say that the dam came from Wednesday at 2 p.m. and not from Wednesday night at 9 p.m. But she's going to be tummy anyway. It's just a matter of how she counts. So that yesh lachkar and how tliya works. The tzarich yin is that. Yeah, it's a good shayla. Yeah.
Is there any way she can be tola on the last Zainikian from last month?
What do you mean? Meaning we're talking about a case where she just put on this underwear this morning.
Right, but let's say she didn't check when she put it on in the morning. Maybe you can assume.
Yeah, so that goes to whether doing the wash will is assumed to clean out all the stains. But the case that he's assuming is that you can. If you haven't checked or whatever, then you can count from previous months. His whole shayla is, can you count from this month's Shemitah Kippur?
In the same question, just where someone else had a Shemitah Kippur, we say that you are tola in her Shemitah Kippur, and I would be on call color, so why would this be different? The woman herself.
Because it could be that tliya only works if, at the end of the day, it means you are tahora. I'm told in the other woman, and therefore nothing happened to me, I'm tahora. But over here, she's being told in herself, having dam during the Shemitah Kippur, which means she's still Tameh. She's Tameh in the Iman of Shuk. It's just a question of whether this count, whether Thursday is now day one for Shemitah Kippur.
So in the Hakir, whether Tuliyah is like only used to better a situation, we're willing to say that, even if we'll say that you can use Tuliyah through Nakafa someone else.
Yeah, better her situation, yeah.
Isn't every Tuliyah during Shemitah Kippur just making your situation better?
I mean, she's still going to be Tmei.
Every time you told her
Shemitah Kippur, she's still going to be Tmei at the end of the day. So why would this be any different than she has a Tliya on day 5 of Shemitah Kippur?
What was the question again?
Said anytime you have a Tliya during Shemitah Kippur, it's not making her Tahora, it's just making her closer to becoming Tahora, which is exactly what's happening over here. It makes her one day closer to becoming Tahora. It's a good catch. Right, why does Badei Shulchan think of that? Meaning, we'll talk about it in a moment. Tliyos during the first. Have we spoken about that? Tliyos during the first 3 days of Shemitah Kippur? What?
I think we spoke about it a little
bit. A little bit? So maybe we should elaborate on that a little bit. You know what? Maybe we should elaborate on that. But that's a good question. I don't know. The Chor of that's. You got the Chorosh and answered his. I don't know. Then he says at the end, that that since she was batka atzma achar levisha rishona umatza tahora, she must have done a bedika Wednesday evening, right? Otherwise, there's no hefsek tahara. So it's after she put on the underwear, she already did a bedika. Yeshlomer de ma'abid nosa becheskasa vein machzik makesem kodem lebedikasa, meaning then she has a cheskas tahara up until the point of her bedika. So it's more likely that the dam came later, that the dam came after the bedika. I mean, the bedika makes it worse for her because the bedika complicates things. Because probably if she turned up a clean bedika at 6:30, that means that she was tahor up until that point, and that any dam came from later on. Okay, interesting. Now let's get into Tlios during the first few days. I do want to make sure we get to that topic. There are other things. I mean, most of the stuff we could talk about in the simon is just very much not lemaisa, but Tlios during the first 3 days is very much lemaisa. Right, whether you can rely on Tlios in the first 3 days. So even though the Gemara never makes such a distinction between the first 3 days and other days, there are certain distinctions that the poskim assume, but this one is really early post. I mean, the Ramah has this one. The Ramah in Sim Kuf Sadivav, in Sif Yud, Yeshom, the B'shlosh Yom Rishon M'shalim Esfira, Imatza Kesem, Ein Tolin Osel Lahakel, Kemosh Tolin Shark Sun. The Shlosh Yom Rishon Tzrich Lios Nikiyah L'Gamri. First 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah need to be totally clean, no Tlios. Aval Achar Kach Dino K'shar Kesem Chaynogin. And then afterwards you follow the normal laws of Tlios. V'davka Kesem Shiyosem Mikugris V'od. Aval Pachs Mikugris V'od Tola Bekina Afil B'Shlosh Yom Rishonim. But Pachs Mikugris works even in the first 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah. That's the context we mentioned it, right? When we spoke about whether Pachs Mikugris is a Tliyah or whether it's just a shear. So this is an indication that it's just a shear, not a tliyah. Because you don't do tliyos in the first 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah, but we do rely on Pachs Mikugris. V'adin im hayala maka b'gufa v'yoda shemotzi adam tola ba afilu b'yesa mikugris v'od al she'en mikugim v'shoshim rishonim litlos b'maka she'en yadua shemotzi adam. Interesting. He says, the Ramah said, oh, b'shar dvarim shetulim ben kesef. He says there are different levels of tliyah. There are tliyos that are very, very strong, and then there are tliyos that are like, you know, the ones Yaruch HaShulcha mentioned before. You know, the seven examples. She has kids around, she's Osik Betzolas Tarnagolim, she sometimes wears a red dress, you know, things like that. But if she has a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Dam, that's a very, very strong tliyah. Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Dam often will help even for Nida Daraisa situations, as we'll learn about. So Maka Yadua Shemotzi Dam, if you have a known bleeding Maka, so that works even during the first 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah. But the rest of these tliyos, which are more stretch the imagination a little bit, so those tliyos don't apply during the first 3 days. Now, why is the Ramah Mekel when it's Pachs Mikugris? So simple pshat is what the Shach writes in Sivkat Nun Beis, that we rely on Pachs Mikugris V'od because it's not really a tliyah. The Shach doesn't really explain that it's not really a tliyah, but pashtus says that's what he means. I mean, the Shach just quotes the Ramah Sim Kuf Tzadivav. Pischi Tshuva, though, Sim Kuf Tzadivav Sivkat Nun Gimel, Pischi Tshuva writes, Hatam Bezeh, not because it's not a tliyah. Ho'ilu Shchiach Tuva V'i Efshar Li Zoher. Such small stains, Pachs Mikugris, you always have them. And it would be impossible to avoid such stains. No one would ever make it through the first 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah if you weren't Tola in Pachs Mikugris. Ubkisvi Arava Gadol Marein Rarav Daniel Zatzal Re'isi Shekosav Dim Yichol Elishon B'makom She'ein Pishpishin V'shachva B'makom She'esh Pishpishin Ein Yichol Elitzos Pishpishin. That if she could have slept in a bug-free environment, and she said, wait, don't call the exterminator yet. Wait till I get to the mikvah. Right? And she knows that she's having staining problems, so she sleeps in this environment. She sleeps in a bed full of bed bugs. Then she loses the ability to be tola. It's also kind of gross. So it sounds like he holds it's a real tliya. We just don't have any other option but to rely on tliyos macholos, because otherwise she would never be tahora. And in case that there is another option, then we wouldn't rely on this. Meaning, if it's not so common to find these small stains, then it would be just like a regular tliyah, and you'd have to be machmir in the first 3 days of Shemini Nikiyah, even Pachs Mikugris. But again, we paskin, as we said when we went through all those nafkaminas, that Pachs Mikugris it's a shear, meaning that we assume that it's a shear, and we don't have to work on tliyos. Now, in Darkei Moshe and Simchot Sadivav, the Ramah gives you a little more info. And he writes, Mordechai Hilchus Nida, writes that Sofer Shivin Akiyim Mistavra Mishlosh Yom Ve'elach Aksam Torim Im Yesh Pamedlitos B'Mako B'Chabura B'Tzipor Ve'enos Oseres Aval Tzricha Leida B'Vadai Shepasak Dam HaMakor L'Gamri. So he adds a little explanation. What is it about the first 3 days? In order to start relying on tlios, you need to be absolutely certain that the dam and hamakor has stopped. And lekach tzarik sheish shloshi yom rishonim shel sfiras nekiyim tahorim legamri. And that's why the first 3 days need to be tahorim legamri, so that you could be absolutely certain that the dam is stopped. And then he goes on to explain that if there is a makor yadua shemotzi dam, you'd even be told the beginning of yom rishonim, because we're even told the re'iyah mamish in the makor yadua shemotzi dam. It's not reasonable to assume that a kesem on the first 3 days is more chamor than a re'iyah, right? Meaning, if a woman has a bedika cloth that keeps turning up dam, and a bodekes, you know, a woman, right? There's these things, there's this service that some women have that they're called the bodekes, where they'll do an internal examination if a woman's having trouble to see if there's a makkah there. So if a bodekes is able to look inside to do an examination and see that there's a makkah there and presses a cloth right up against the makkah, and it turns out, and it comes out with dam on the cloth every time she presses against the makkah, that's a makkah yadur shemotzi dam, that will even work for a bedika cloth. That will even work for nita d'oraisa. So it's not shayich that will be more machmir in the first 3 days of Shivin Nikiyim than we would be for nita d'oraisa. However, the shach in Sifkot Yud Gimel disagrees and holds you're not even allowed to be told that the makkah yadur shemotzi dam during the first 3 days, which is hard to understand. So yeah, you have this Rama that again, we're not told in the first 3 days. Pachas Mikigris is okay during the first 3 days. Pashlus is because Pachas Mikigris is not a tliya at all. But that's not how everybody explains that it's not a tliya at all. Pesachei Teshuva seems to explain that it's because it would just make life impossible. And then we have this discussion, what about, why is it three, what's the magic of 3 days? That 3 days is what determines that she's finished with the Damina Makar. There are poskim that have different mesoras in terms of how to poskim colors also, right, as hopefully we'll learn about, or the guys going to Trabanus will learn about with Rav Neuberger, and we'll touch on it also a little bit at certain points. Rabbi Willig is, you know, very much of the mind, it's either red or it's not red. Rav Shachter also, it's either red or it's not red. Meaning, Willig, you know, will often say, that's rust, that's not red. That's orange, that's not red. And you see the red or it's not red. There are many, many poskim, both in the, mostly in the Lichtish world, not even in the Hasidish world, that will be mechalik between a Hefsek Tara, a Bedikas Yom Rishon, a Bedikah in the first 3 days, and the Bedikah after that. That it gets progressively more lekul. That browns, they'll be machmir at the beginning, and they'll only start being makelum browns at a certain point in time. So where does that come from? It's probably the same svara, that those first 3 days are this very sensitive time period where you just want to make sure that it's mayana sasum, that the floodgates, so to speak, have closed. Now, if that's the idea of the first 3 days, the Torah Hashlamim adds an important point in Kuf Sadivad Sif Yud Gimel. He writes, "Ulfiza nira biisha she nisasko b'ksamim, o sheish lechaburos u'btsayim." She has wounds that she doesn't know that are motzidan. Umisyara shlotucha lispar Hashem nekiim benekius b'lo kesem. She's worried she's not going to be able to get Hashem nekiim without a kesem. L'didon she'en anoshim sofer Hashem nekiim ad achar yom chamishi l'shimusha. Nowadays, since anyway, we don't count Shivin Nekiyim till 5 days after she became a Nida. Nearly diyesh la takana b'derech zeh. So here's what she could do. Dahainu. Miyad shepasak dama b'yom rishon o sheni li riyasa. Assuming she has a very short period. Let's say she only bleeds for a day or two. So as soon as she bleeds for a day or two, tivdok atzma heitev k'mo shederech livdok l'sfiris o Shivin Nekiyim. Do a b'dika. Now, normally we not suggest that, right? For the guys who are not yet married, or the guys who forgot chasm classes, the way it normally works is a woman gets her period, let's say, on Sunday. So regardless of how long she bleeds for, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, she cannot start counting her Shivin Nekiyim yet. It's only Thursday afternoon that she'll do a Hefsek Tara to then allow her to count her Shivin Nekiyim. So she'll do any bedikas, no bedikas Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, only Thursday afternoon she'll do a Hefsek Tara. And then she'll start counting her Shivin Nekiyim going going forward. Hefsek Tahara is a thorough bedika, and only then she'll count her Shiva Nekiyah. So if he says she stops bleeding on Monday, let her do a bedika then. You can start the clock on the 3 days before you start the clock on the Shiva Nekiyah. That's what the Torah Zishlam is suggesting. Meaning, since the function of the 3 days is only to verify that it's Mayom HaSasim, that she's finished seeing Dam, so you can get the clock started as soon as she stops bleeding, even though she's not actually counting those days towards Shiva Nekiyah. Shiva Nekiyah is a separate din in the Torah, the Safalah, that she has a double that has to count Shiva Nekiyah. But the function of 3 days is not about the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyah. That's not what it's about. It's about the first 3 days after she finishes bleeding to make sure that she's actually finished bleeding. So you can start the clock on those 3 days before you start the clock on the Shiva Nekiyah. And therefore, throughout the Shiva Nekiyah, she'll only be able to be told Lahakel. Okay, Gav Nepasuk B'Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek, Sin Tzemach Hei, B'Divrei HaShol, Maybe Shom Rayos, Brurus, and Dvarav, V'Yav Shabbat Tzemach Tzedek, Shom Mefak, Vek Vazila, Hachmir, Hayim Shabbat Ka Shlom Mimskabi Mirak, L'Kavit Shabbos, V'Chai Shulay Lo Batka Yofi Yof, and Mashayim Kinim Batka Mimskabi. So even though the case in the Tzemach Tzedek, when you're dealing with the Tshuva Sefer, you always have to keep in mind that they were dealing with an actual case. So Tzemach Tzedek wasn't so excited about this, but that's because he was dealing with a case where a woman didn't do a really good bedika. But if she would do a really good bedika, there's nothing to not be excited about. Right.
So according to all of this,
different levels of Mayana Sasim.
Meaning it's still open, but. Okay.
Right. Yeah, this is a discussion, right? On the side of the Gemara, points you in one place to the Rash on the Mishnayos and Taharos or something, where he discusses whether a husband is allowed to paskin his wife's Nida Shailas. Right? So when he's Mechalik, between when she's Cheskasa Tame versus Cheskasa Tahar. So that's a question, what does that mean? It means only mechalik from after she goes to the mikvah to before she goes to the mikvah? Or is it when once she has hafsik tahara, she's cheskasa? So she's cheskasa that she's no longer seeing now. So something changes at hafsik tahara, something else changes 3 days in, and something else changes when the Shiva Nekiyah are over. Rav Shlomo Eger in the Gilui Marshad, Simon Kuf Tzadivav, points out that Tzemach Tzedek is concerned that she won't do a good bedikah if she's not relying on it to start her Shiva Nekiyah. Meaning, Tzemach Tzedek wasn't thrilled about this, but he said, why, if she started getting her period on Sunday, why is she doing a good bedikah on Monday? Even if she does some sort of bedikah, it's not going to be a really good bedikah. She knows what her bedikos are. She's got to do a good bedikah on Thursday when she's doing her Hafsek Tahara. However, he points out that Chasano, Tzemach Tzedek's son-in-law, B'tshuvas avodas har gershuni heishav alav b'simanayin test v'uchiyach delo cheshinun shama lo batcha yafa ela bekala, that we don't have such a chashash unless it's a kala who has no experience doing bedikos. V'chadam ariyos b'siman zeh sefal b'agot shekosav b'diyav v'afil lo batcha atzim rak shachris upir shabat gal das lachzor v'liv dog samuch b'nash rashos v'kal vaka lo cheshin lo batcha yafa. Meaning the halacha is a woman doesn't have sektara, right? The chadchila, you're supposed to have sektara samuch l'shkiyah, within a half hour of shkiyah. So what do they tell every woman? It's December. Shkiyah is at 4:30. She's busy working in an office or, as a nurse or a doctor and running around all day. And you're going to tell her, oh, whatever you're doing, just make sure you drop everything between 4 and 4:30. And in that window, make sure you do a half sektara. So she said, I don't know that I'm going to be able to drop everything between 4 and 4:30. You know, there's going to be a patient coding on the table, and we're going to... Sorry, guys. I got to get my hafsek tahara. So what do we recommend you do? You do a bedikah in the morning, and that way, just in case you forget, between 4 and 4:30, that will count as hafsek tahara. But if that's not... meaning, if she's planning on doing another hafsek tahara later, maybe you should be choshish on a bedikah yafa. So you see that we're not choshish for such things, that even though she doesn't think she's counting it as Rav Sektara, it could still be a Bedika Yafa. And that's how the Avodah Sagashuni says against the Tzemach Tzedek's Taina. Now, there are certain cases where we rely on Tlios even during the first few days. The Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer is quoted by the Dogem Revav and Simon Kuf Tzadivav that if she initially only became Tamei because of a Kesem, meaning she initially didn't have a flow. She became tummy because of a kesem that was bigger than a gris, was on white, there was no taliya, right? Meaning it's just, it was on the davar makabel tum. She was just out of luck, right? She ran out of she had white bed sheets, right? And because they were the prettiest ones in Bed Bath and Beyond when she was registering. So they told her, no, don't get those because you might have a kesem. She's like, what are the chances, right? So it's always the person who says, what are the chances, right? So she became a nida because she found a kesem on her white bed sheet. So she wasn't really a nida. She wasn't really. It was 2 weeks after her last period, 2 weeks before her next period. And she wasn't really a nida. So she was never mayana pasuach. So then you could be told even during the first 3 days, because the whole vote of the first 3 days is you want to make sure that it's mayana sasum. But if she was never really mayana pasuach, then you don't need to be machmir in the first 3 days. If she had a regular period and then saw a kesem during the first 3 days of Shivan Nikim and is now counting Shivan Nikim again as a result of the kesem, that's a little more tricky, right? Meaning if she first became tame because of the kesem, fine. Then the first 3 days are not going to make a difference. Meaning the first 3 days are going to be like any other day. What if she had a regular flow? Now she's in her first 3 days of Shivan Nikim, and now she sees a kesem on day two of Shivan Nikim, let's say. So now she's got to start the first 3 days again. Right, so now do we say that that's called Mayana Pasuach? So the Torah Sashlam in Simchat Yudal it says, in Matzah Kesem, Tom Shal Shem Rishonim L'Shem Nekim, Shetzri Cholach, So V'Lus Par Shem Nekim Echadash, our case, even though she saw Kesem, Tom Shal Shem Nekim Echadash, Tolim Lahakel, Kivet Shekvar Avrim Shal Shem Rishonim. He says, you could also be Mekel in that case, because she hasn't had a flow in 3 days. Even though she had a Kesem, she hasn't had a flow in 3 days. However, the Beis Shmuel disagrees, and he holds that we wouldn't be mekel because she never left the cheskasa mayana pesuach. That if she had a flow, and that chazaka mayana pesuach never clearly changed, so then she remains in that cheskasa mayana pesuach. Beis Shmuel is also mekel in the first 3 days of Shivan Nikim after dam besulim and dam chimud, because that's also not regular dam nida. Again, all of this is because the whole vart of the first 3 days is about mayana pasuach. So if it's a kesem, if it's dam besulim, it's dam chimud, it's not regular mayana pasuach, then you could be mekel in the first 3 days. Chachmas Adam even goes so far as to say, and we'll close with this, Chachmas Adam even goes so far as to say in Kuf Yud Zayin, Yud Os Yud Zayin, that if she initially became tamei by just a tiny drop of blood leaving her body, then she's not cheskasa mayana pesuach, and she can rely on tlios during the first 3 days. He's willing to say that, let's say you have a woman who's on a pill that completely changed her period, where every month she bleeds a drop. So Rabbi Willig's shita is, right, as we know, that's her period. Every month she bleeds a drop. Chachmas Adam says, yeah, okay, true, but you can't call that cheskasa mayana pesuach, and therefore you'll be allowed to rely on tlios in the first 3 days. Wow, that's already a chiddush. Because you could say it's mayana pesuach, it's just there's not, you know, the springs are dry, you know, but it's still mayana pesuach. But anyway, that's what Chachmas Adam says. So I just wanted to make sure we got through the first 3 days stuff, even though it's really kufsadi vav. We'll get back to it, I guess, again when we get to kufsadi vav. All right, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Kufzadi Aleph, and once we finish Kufzadi Aleph, you can start Chazaring, and Bechina Be'ez Hashem will be the last day before Ben Azman. Okay, have a great day, everybody.